Authorities serve not their nations, but the future generations. It will all start with a young lady tracking the loss of species and keeping an eye on the climate and what we are doing about both. To make the long story short, to put it bluntly, she will say, "That's f***ing enough." And this is not an ordinary F-word. This phrase, once uttered, is a dreadful phrase, as it creates a crease, a separation between generations. The students understand the urgency of the situation. They understand better than we do. And there is a lot of students in the world. But they still need our help with the fundamentals, as those fall under the indoctrination category and are harder to see than climate and loss of species. It takes a classroom to list all the problems in one go, while the following list is a short list. It is worded differently. Where the great Michelle Alexander may say, "We must put an end to the disproportionate mass incarceration," the children will make a shorter version. No more prisons. It is the crease, the separation. They will not be seeking Congress. They will not look to make connections. They will not look for approval anymore. Because the emperor will be naked. So it is not just climate change and loss of species, you see. They will have enough of all the liars and half measures and deals and delays. I like to think of the changes as amendments to the constitutions around the world. Here in US, the 28th Amendment will just have three words. No more prisons. The 29th Amendment, also three words. No more poverty. The 30th Amendment, very noble. A politician of any kind, including representatives and congresspeople, will not lie, cheat, steal, nor tolerate those who do. This one is inspired by the Cadet Honor Code at West Point and makes false promises and lying a punishable offense under the new criminal justice system, a minimum of 50 years of meaningful daily community service. The 31st Amendment will address war, and it is just three words again. No more killing. And the 32nd Amendment will make all government employees earn at most minimum wage. As any politician will surely admit, it was never about the money. The 33rd Amendment will shut down all educational institutions that fail to provide results based on evaluating students' success in real life after graduation. The children will spend entire semesters drafting amendments. A lot of them will not pass at the moment of writing due to psychological limitations of the drafty emperors. Of course, this will not be a problem, for they are the soon-to-be new representatives and congresswomen and congressmen and presidents and prime ministers. It will be up to the politicians to implement the end of poverty. It is rather easy. Food, medical, educational, housing need charges will always process through, though the governments will haggle like hell. The challenge will be in making these changes global, and the uniformity of this wiser system will encourage limitations. there will be little more than a single point that needs to be made to clean up plastics, for example. For every new kilogram of plastic, 10 kilograms must be scooped out of dumps, rivers, lakes, seas, and oceans. It is an easy cleanup system. It is very challenging to the industries that caused the pollution in the first place. I think the children will love that. With the end of poverty and birth of effective education, there will be little that can't be done. And smart money that evaluates the purchases as they are made will ensure economic stability. Climate change and loss of species are already presenting clear evidence and will prove that the emperor is naked. To upset the younger generations this way is to unravel the world. The truth is that authorities serve not their nations, but the future generations. We had a small opportunity to elect the correct president, especially here in US, but people were simply too uneducated and thus misled. It is not their fault. The schools have never become what the promise of schools hinted on. Even if elected, 4 or 8 years of educated policy making whilst hoping that the world will follow, that is far too little. The chance we had required a lot of change, a lot of work. It almost seems like we didn't stand a chance at all. How many adults don't laugh at free money and free home under a strong universal income plan? It's almost funny to ask, isn't it? Imagine a life without wage slavery, a world of well-educated voters, a world where a teacher in their dignity will not lower quality of lectures to increase their work performance scores. Sleepy humanity needed to witness climate change and loss of species, including soon-to-be-lost tigers and orangutans, to see that the politicians were as ineffective as the damn schools. Hence the three dreadful words in the opening of the poem that mark the separation between generations and the march of children and students at capitals all around the world. We have to help them understand that existence of prisons and poverty is a mistake. We have to help them associate it with the mistake of war. We have to help them see that we made many mistakes, not just climate change and loss of species. They have to upgrade the way money works, the way we grow up. Crime is meant to be prevented. Prisons only cause greater harm. We have to show that the civilization they are born into is still very young. That every one of them must contribute some change for better, as they each grow in kindness, knowledge, compassion, wisdom, greatness, and vision.